Hello, everybody. Well, I am right now seated on a bench in the Bilbao airport, looking out over the runway and the rain coming down. Mimi is walking back and forth, waiting to connect with her sister, I think, Debbie, who goes to work at about this time, way back in, over in the States. So they talk every morning, she and her twin and Debbie and whatnot. Anyway, so we're here in Bilbao, as you know maybe from reading the notes and so forth, our entire trip was completely changed, and for a good number of hours, we had no information, had no idea what was going on, had no confirmation that we could fly today and on what plane. But in the end, slowly things started coming together. And they told us we were good, just had to show up at the airport. Anyway, so we have our boarding passes. We're already now just waiting for the plane to get in. And we will fly to Madrid. In Madrid, instead of going today, we're supposed to go and get a voucher for a hotel and food, I guess, and whatever else. And then spend the afternoon, evening, night there and take off tomorrow. On a flight straight to Charlotte, which is a minor nice thing at least. We don't have to make a switch in New York like we're going to have to. So, who knows why God does what he does many times, right? All I can think of is that we will be meeting different people today or through this trip, and we'll be giving out different books of the Inner Peace books to different people, obviously, than we would have yesterday. So maybe something's there. I don't know. At any rate, Lord willing, we'll arrive Charlotte tomorrow afternoon, and our good friend John Hall from Greenville will pick us up. And all goes well, we should be in Greenville by Wednesday evening. Okay, now to a little bit of a report, real quick. The picture that you see. No, we haven't changed mission fields. And yes, that is Africa. It's Equatorial Guinea. That is the group on Saturday who did the Intensive Institute with us live over YouTube. And in fact, six of those people did all of the work, the homework for the certificate. So they earned the certificate for the day. So that's exciting. We had about 45... to 50 at the farmhouse, and then there were those in, and then of course anybody wants to can see those sessions online now, but live is the way to get the certificates if they want them. So anyway, so the missionaries down there are actually from Mexico, and they have a ministry going down there, seem to be doing a great job. I will, if I remember, let me make a note of it right now, to send the link. I will send you a link to Fernando, who was our guest speaker on Saturday. On Sunday, he spoke in our first, we had a combined, sort of like a first service with everybody in it. And so he taught that, did an excellent job. And then in the main service, the full last service, he sang... Oh, my brain can't work in both languages right now. I can't remember it in English. Anyway, it's a well-known hymn. He sang it, and we recorded it. One of our men recorded it, and so I uploaded it to our YouTube, or our Spanish, or church YouTube channel. So I'll send that link if you're interested. He has a beautiful voice, beautiful tenor. And then, also, sometime this week, whenever I get to it, everything I had planned for yesterday afternoon did not happen because I was on the phone. One of the things I want to do is upload a conversation I had with Fernando giving his testimony. Fascinating, just wonderful testimony. So I'll send that out at some point. And you can enjoy God's direction and work in his life. So, otherwise, I think things are all in order. Fortunately, I have good co-workers, and everything will get, you know, it'll get done. But it sure is better when you can, you know, tie down everything the way you want to. But that wasn't able to happen. So, we have one day less in Greenville to get everything ready for our first full missions conference starting at on the weekend. Let me see. There were some other things I was gonna share, but I forgot to write them down. Never had a chance to think about it yesterday, so I'm gonna let it go at this. Hey, you're fortunate. You have a shorter report than usual. I'll send a picture of Jose Bernabeu. Oh yeah. Okay, here's one thing. Jose Bernabeu. I don't remember what I said in the last report, but Jose Bernabeu is a pastor in Alicante. Daughter Church of the Elche Ministry, my in-law started. He was diagnosed with lymphoma, had stomach aches and whatnot, and he hasn't left the hospital yet. That was last week. And he started chemo yesterday, and I haven't heard from him yet how that went, but started chemo immediately. Yeah, so he's got a pretty serious case. So, you know, the churches and congregations all over the country have rallied around him, and our church as well. So he sent me a picture that he took there from the hospital for his grandchildren or something. So pray for Jose Bernabeu and for his battle now with cancer in the church. And obviously he is without a pastor all of a sudden, at least in the pulpit. So, okay, I'll let go at that. Take care. God bless you. Thank you for your prayers, your notes, audios. And yeah. Great to have friends. Bye.